I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The Israeli ambassador to the U.S. says Hezbollah's ceasefire deal could come within days. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Mike Herzog tells Israeli Army Radio there remains points to finalize and that any deal required agreement from the government. But he says we're close to a deal and that it can happen very soon. Among the issues that remain is an Israeli demand to reserve the right to act should Hezbollah violate its obligation under the emerging plan. The deal seeks to push Hezbollah and Israeli troops out of southern Lebanon. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Foreign ministers from the world's leading industrialized nations are meeting in Italy. Hopes for brokering a ceasefire in Gaza and Lebanon are foremost on the agenda of the group of seven meeting outside Rome. The meeting gathers the ministers of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the United Kingdom and United States. On the first day of the two-day gathering Monday, the G7 will be joined by ministers from Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, the United Arab Emirates, and Qatar, as well as Secretary General of the Arab League. Ukraine is also a top agenda item. Reports say the Russian military has captured a Briton fighting with Ukrainian troops who have occupied part of Russia's Kursk region. Russian state news agency TASS says the captured fighter was in the British Army for 4 years and then joined the International Legion of Ukraine, formed early on in the nearly three-year-old war. Ukrainian drones hit a fuel and energy facility in the Russian region of Kaluga, a source in Ukrainian military intelligence said Monday, in Kyiv's latest attack on Moscow's energy sites. The claim came as Ukrainian authorities said Russian missile strikes had wounded nearly 24 people in Kharkiv and 10 in Odessa, and that Moscow had launched 145 drones at Ukraine overnight. This is VOA.